Lane, we won't ask him this chase question, the maddest you've ever been during a sport event. We won't ask you that, Tag. How you doing?
I'm good, Keith. There's too many to count. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, I think we'd have to limit it to non-coaching for you.
I've got to tell you, I will tell you, Bronco fan all my life.
Yep.
We're up 10-0 into the first quarter, looking good against the Redskins. I'm thinking, this is it, you know? Finally, after all of the devastating Super Bowl losses. Needless to say, several pieces of my living room furniture, I was in college at the time, so they weren't that valuable, ended up on the front yard as I threw them out of the house every time we gave up another touchdown. I think it was 35-10 at halftime.
Oh, yeah, that's when Timmy Smith went nuts on the Bronco. I remember that. I was young enough, Tag, then. I was probably crying. I was so young instead of just mad, so... Well.
That was devastating, man. But you know, it all worked out in the end with a couple of Super Bowls with the LA. So maybe we'll get another one this year.
Tag, you know, the preseason polls come out, and I know they don't really mean a whole heck of a lot. It's something for media and you know, take pride in, I guess. But your team was preseason number one. And just your thoughts on that. Do you talk to your kids about it? Do they know about it? How do you handle that sort of thing?
You know, our kids know about it, and it's, you know, I'm not a Twitter guy. I'm not out there in the universe wherever I need to be, but they know about it. It's been talked about. Sorry, I got an announcement going on here at Central, but, you know, they're excited about it. And, you know, I tell them, in my view of it is it doesn't mean a whole lot, but we want to be the number one team day one, and we want people to chase us. And you know, it's saying a lot for a program that hasn't had a winning season in a long time, but we know we put in a lot of work in the off season, a lot of good work last year, and we're going to be in the mix. And we know that the Wyoming High School State Championship is tough to get, but here at Central, we've gotten 24 of them, and it's time for another one to go up.
Coach, with the limited practice schedules in the early part of the season, what are you looking for in, say, a couple of weeks in these early holiday tournaments?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of small goals, bigger goals. I mean, ultimately, though, we want to play winning basketball. We want to win basketball games, and that's the objective, and we're not going to back down from the challenge of a very tough early season schedule here. Our first six games, you know, and these two tournaments are going to be really tough. And we open up with a team that was number two in the state of North Dakota last year in the Bismarck Century High School team. They lost, I think, by 2 points or something like that when they finished up the season. Great program, a bunch of great players. We played them last year, and a huge challenge. And we've got to find a way to get prepared to play them. You know, they play this weekend and open the season. They've had more practices, and they're going to be ready to go. But we've got to find a way to be ready to go too.
Tag, you know, Julio brought up the limited practice time. You've had three practices so far. What have you seen from the team? What do you like? Is it about what are they about where you expected them or needed them to be heading into the practice season?
We're light years ahead of where we were last year, obviously, at this point, and just understanding the system and what's expected and the way that we want our players to practice, and having some senior leadership, some guys who have been through it last year has been a huge difference. A lot of enthusiasm, guys that want to have great seasons, a lot of great leadership out of multiple players, guys that have put in some time, so... From where we were last year to where we are right now, you know, I'm really pleased and excited about that. However, you know, we had a long ways to go. So whether we're right where I want those guys to be, it's hard to say. You know, I think Kevin McLeod used to put it well when I coached with him. You know, we've got to get our guys as ready as we can, and then we go out that first day, we put our first mark up on the wall, and we grow from there. And hopefully we can make that first mark as high as we can get it.
Cheyenne Central boys basketball coach Tag Lane here in the Sports Zone with us. Now, you know, for anybody who saw the Indians play last year, that you know, you return basically the entire squad. I know you had Bryce Francois as a senior, and I want to say, was there another senior on the team as well? Yeah, but you returned
Big John Scott.
Big John Scott, yeah, there he is. Yeah, and but you returned basically everybody from last year's team. I guess, how have things changed with them? Or is it, have things changed? You know, you get a year older. Have you seen more size, more strength with the guys that came back?
Yeah, those things, and I think, but most of all, you know, confidence and a little bit more commitment to toughness, just from the standpoint of these guys know it's going to be their last opportunity to make this run. And, you know, early season here, we got a sprained ankle last week in our last open gym, and that was Brock Anderson, and he's probably a guy who shouldn't be going much at all this week, but being a senior, he's like, hey, I'm going to try to go on this sprained ankle. He's making a heck of a go at it, and he may not be really ready to play yet. But those types of things you're seeing out of seniors that are, you know, committed to having a great senior year and never backing down from a challenge. And, you know, I thought that in some ways that's what we lacked last year, just that against the wall mentality that you get when you become a senior.
You know, Natrona is the defending champs. I don't know if you come out and say they surprised a lot of people by winning that championship. They got hot. They were playing really well at the end of the season. You know, Sheridan, Gillette, I mean, you got usual suspects year in and year out, but just off the top of your mind, from guys that are coming back, players that are coming back, who do you think's got a shot at this thing this year? Is it going to be kind of open?
Well, I think it's open. I think that's the case every year, and you got to make the most out of the season that you have and stay healthy. You know, I think Natrona, you know, proved that with senior leadership and that level of commitment, the work they put in the weight room, that senior-laden team they had last year, you know, just willed themselves to a state championship. And I'm sure Natrona will be in the mix again. I like Sheridan's team and what they return. You know, I like East team and what they return. I think South has got a good team returning. I think Gillette is always a threat to win a state championship. You know, Laramie might have the best shooter in the state and overall offensive basketball player. So there's going to be a lot of teams in the mix on our side of the state. You know, on the other, I don't know those guys as well, but KW's always tough, and Evanston's always tough, and I think they will be again. And Riverton has had kind of a run here where they've been really good, and I know they had an excellent run last year, good JV team. So it could be anybody's ball game. You know, at this point for us, we're going to really scout ourselves and demand excellence out of ourselves and see how far we can come over the course of a year.
Well, you definitely have the schedule to test yourself, like you mentioned, in the early part of the season, going up to Gillette. Now, the next week, are you at the Flaming Gorge the weekend after that?
No, we're going to the Greeley Tournament.
Okay.
And, you know, last year we went there, we got the championship game,
okay,
and we played Northridge in the championship, and they beat us in overtime, and they were a good, solid, you know, JV young team, or junior-laden team. And this year, Greeley West is hosting, and so it wouldn't be no surprise that we open up with Northridge, you know. So, you know, it'll be an interesting tournament, but, you know, we've got our hands full just trying to get ready for this opening game against Bismarck, and we'll focus on that first and try to get better each and every day.
I can't remember the last time we did an interview without any baseball questions. What do you think? you kind of like that? No baseball questions? Or?
Well, I tell you what, I've done a little bit of work on baseball-related things today, but, you know, I've got my hands full right now and so many hours a day with this basketball that's where I need to be.
Definitely. So, Tag, best of luck next week. We'll I'm sure we'll talk as the holiday season gets over with, and we'll probably see you that first full week of January when you guys are in town with the McDonald's. Should be a lot of fun, man. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Keith, and thanks for covering us. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Tag.
All right,
bye.
You bet.